H9, One of America's Greatest. In 1939, Marian Anderson, greatest contralto singer of the time, was not allowed to perform in Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C. She was refused because she was black. Marian Anderson's childhood was poor, but her family enjoyed music. She joined her church choir as a young girl. She learned to sing all four parts of the hymns. When necessary, she would replace an absent choir member, singing soprano, alto, tenor, or even bass an octave high. This activity helped to develop the remarkable three-octave range of her adult voice. Nickels and dimes from church members helped pay for singing lessons. Marian Anderson soon won a contest over 300 other singers. But she was black. People would say, "Wonderful voice, too bad she's colored." She thought she might do better in Europe. She won a fellowship to help with expenses. Then, in 1935, she returned in glory to America. The great conductor, Toscanini, said, "A voice like yours comes once in a century." The refusal to allow her to sing in Constitution Hall shamed many Americans. Harold Ix, Secretary of the Interior, responded by arranging a concert for her on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. A cheering crowd of 75,000, along with millions of radio listeners, were thrilled by her beautiful singing. Since then, Marian Anderson has been recognized as one of America's greatest singers of all time.